We have people out there from California. All right. Well, they come to us from California. They call themselves Lori Lewis and Grant Street. Please make them welcome.
Have you not sorry made me cry? Instead of saying that
as I dream. Oh, thanks a lot. Thanks. Thanks a lot. I got a broken heart, that's all I got. You made me cry, cried love. I lost your love. Oh, thanks a lot.
One woman
will choose you. Thank you. We'd like to do something a little different right now. We're going to do a kind of a, well, to be honest, it's a torch song. This is a song that was co-written by a jazz trumpeter from the Bay Area in San Francisco. And also, Laurie wrote the words to this song, and it's called So Beautiful, and it's aptly named.
We've never done this song at a bluegrass festival before. And I don't know how you're going to take it, but we're going to give it a try. I'm trying to shop this song to Bill Monroe. You'll have to let me know what you think afterwards and see if this might be something you think you'd like. You're so beautiful. Scott Nygaard. record, No Hurry. Well, we'd like the Grand Street Quartet to gather around the old microphones now and do an a cappella song for you. Kind of the flip side of what we just did. Instrumental with no singing. This is singing with no instrumentals. Tom's going to sing this for you. It's a really beautiful song written by Stephanie Davis, and it's called The Rope.
In waters calm, I sail from shore to see what I might see, and having never sailed before, I drifted aimlessly. A warm breeze rocked my boat until in slumber I fell sound, but woke to find the light grown dim and dark clouds gathering round. In haste I worked at turning back, but now the wind blew wrong, and when the night came cold and black, my strength was almost gone. But with one last small thread of hope, I bowed my head to pray. When through the dark I saw a rope and heard a calm voice say, grab, reach a rope and hold.
Feel afraid.
through the dark, you'll see a road and hear a calm voice say, grab the road and hold
it tight
through
the
gets his fiddle out. This is a great old song that was written by Roger Miller. And no, it's not White Lightning or Dang Me or any of those other famous ones. No, it's not King of the Road either. A little song about a train, and it's a little song about life. Put them together, it's called Train of Life. Come on, two, three. Sit here alone at my table, watching the others have fun, honey. Well, I'm tired of sitting on that sidetrack, watching the mainline run. I'm tired of having no future, of living on things that I've done. Well, I'm tired of sitting on that sidetrack, watching the mainline run. Train, train, don't leave. Train of Life. Don't leave me. Well, we'll do a couple more for you. This next song we're going to do is kind of a new song for us, and I don't know, I heard this, we were just in West Virginia yesterday. We were just in West Virginia yesterday for the last week, and the woman who wrote this song lives down there in West Virginia. If you've ever been there, you've kind of noticed that times are kind of hard down there. It's hard to make a living. You can't farm because there's strip mining everywhere, and anyway, it's kind of mountainous and rocky, and a lot of the mines are closing anyway, so you can't get work that way, so a lot of people are having to leave home places where they've lived for a long time. This song was written by Kate Long, and it kind of addresses that situation. I'd like to send it out to Eileen Carson, if you're listening. It's called Who Will Watch the Home Place?
Thank you.
thank you very much. We'd like to call Tony Furtado back up onto the stage and have Tom pick up his fiddle. And I'm glad you like that. That song, it really made me cry the first time I heard it, and then Kate sent me the words to it and the music, and I tried to sing it for a long time, and every time I'd sing it, I'd just start crying. But now I don't pay any attention to it anymore, so I can just sing it and not cry. No, that's not true. I do pay attention to it. I got past it somehow. We'll finish things off with a tune that Tony plays some exceptional Mexican banjo on. It's one about the Texas state flower, and it's called the Texas Bluebonnets. Thanks so much for listening. One, two, three. Let me forget. Those Texas bluebonnets, how sweetly they grow.